So we were just saying that nothing is more important than teaching your child to obey its parents in all things. The practical outcome of the foregoing, and this is, he had just been reading into the wholesome authority, quote unquote, which should be exercised by the head of a family over all its members. I've seen that, a lot of that on the street too. I swear there has been an invasion. I've never seen so many passive wives looking up adoringly at their husband. This is just since I've been hitting the streets walking. Again, I owe my one for this, because I was sort of giving up on things, and my legs hurt so that I just did, and I was so concerned about my head and my chest, I didn't realize what was going on until recently. That I was I'd taken a wrong turn. And so walking, I've been walking, 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 seeing, seeing, seeing. And they got a lot of paid ones, but a lot of true believers too. And it's just been shocking to me because I'm from Berkeley now, not only since, my child's, I became a mom out here. I'm from Detroit originally, but so I've been in this area a while. And I have never seen, I swear, never seen so many docile, passive women looking up, adoring. I mean, that's because they're out on the streets tracking me. They don't normally, I wouldn't normally see them, or you wouldn't normally see so many all at once. But they're out there doing their duty, following their orders, following the Führer, whatever, whoever is telling them what to do. I mean, it scares me. It scares me because I had to fight, and I, maybe it's just projection, maybe in the sense that for a long time I didn't have any relationships with men when my child was little because I didn't trust myself, because I grew up seeing this kind of stuff, women subservient to men, and as a young woman. That was definitely an issue for me. Definitely an issue. That's why one of the blogs I said, don't ever. I forget exactly how I put it, lay these offerings at the feet of someone, and that's what I was thinking about. Love, real love is mutual, it is powerful. We make each other bigger, Help our souls grow. And so when I see this in these women out there, because I know this, women in the world of these new fascists out there who want this global totalitarianism and are working apace, and I know what I'm seeing is happening all over the world. They tried this with the rise of fascism in the 30s and 40s, but they're trying it again. This is a glo they know it has to be global. We've discussed this before. To realize that vision of Plato, it has to be global. So this is happening everywhere around the world. And they've got states slotted to be this and states slotted to be that. And so this new docility of women is because, it is written, that men are the Spartan warriors, and so they have their little helpmeets. That's the Christian part. And it does worry me that they could take over a place like Berkeley that quick. Or maybe it's not as bad as it seems, that I, again, because I'm on the front line there with the folks all just coming forth to help track down the. Who knows what word they have for me? That I'm seeing something that's not as bad. I mean, it seems worse than it is because I'm receiving a disproportionate hit of these folk. But it's troubling. Anyway, let's finish this quote. The practical outcome of the foregoing, this thinking of Theobald, that, you know, he has to be the head of the household, was a conviction in Theobald's mind. And if in his, then in Christina's. This man is so funny. I love you, Samuel. I adore this man. I really do. There's some certain ancestors. And that I do adore. I mean, I don't agree with him 100%, as we just said, you know, but it took a lot of courage to write The Way of All Flesh. It did. The practical outcome of the foregoing was a conviction in Theobald's mind, and if in his, then in Christina's, that it was their duty to begin training up their children in the way they should go, even from their earliest infancy. The first signs of self-will must be carefully looked for and plucked up by the roots at once before they had time to grow. Theobald picked up this numb serpent of a metaphor and cherished it to his bosom.